This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think this should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays. janesays@civicmedia.us. Kelvin found this from CNN. Catherine Nichols, the lucky one with the byline. The headline reads, more than $100,000 worth of escargot stolen from French snail farmer. More than $100,000 worth of escargot stolen from French snail farmer, leaving the supplier scrambling to replenish the snails in time for the holiday season. This is not really the post we thought we would write. Approaching the holidays, L'Escargot de Grand Cruz wrote in a post on Facebook on Tuesday, we were victims of a burglary. Our stock of fresh and frozen snails were stolen. The family business breeds about 350,000 snails a year.
My goodness.
Preparing them with the greatest care. The snail theft is a shock, incomprehensible, and a real blow for all the team. The farm, based in Bouzet in northeastern France, said that thieves entered the farm undetected, broke into the buildings housing the snails. It's not like they had to chase them down. The fence surrounding the property had been cut. Once inside, the thieves found shelves full of snails. In jars, fresh, frozen, some of the stock taken was not ready for consumption. The shells of the shells had not been cleaned. The butter had not been made. You cannot consume it directly. So if you're one of those guys who helped yourself, don't just be popping them in your mouth.
Well, we know who stole them if they do that. All of a sudden, people dropping dead from snails.
Maybe
they're part of it. Jane, give me a one-sentence overview of this story really quick. I just want to do something for you. Okay. What happened?
Escargot supplier has his snail stolen.
Sacre bleu! There we go.
Okay. You've been waiting for that.
I have been waiting for that.
Other snail farmers, fortunately, have stepped in to help sell some of their stock at reduced prices. I've never had escargot. That wouldn't be my go-to.
Your escargot go-to?
That wouldn't be it either.
Yeah.
But hopefully they'll recover.
I've never had escargot, and I've only had... I've had oysters once. Is there a difference between oysters and clams and mussels? Sorry.
Very slight. I think they're very slight differences. They're all mollusks.
Clams, oysters, mussels, snails has never been on my top list to like try. And people, I know people who love it. They're like, you got to try. I'm like, actually, I don't. I do not have to. Like, here's me not trying it. The world's still going. And as I always say, more for you.
There you go. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.